15 likes.
15 likes?
Zach will wear a hot dog costume the next time he comes in and do the Hulk podcast in it. Right, Zach?
I'll do you one better. This video can just get 15 views.
No. 15 likes.
Give me 15 likes, I'll come in f***ing naked.
No, okay, never mind.
And then we'll be canceled.
Don't like it. No, 15. We get 15 likes on this by next. Okay, so this. Wait. So this video is going to come out on Tuesday.
5 years from now.
It's going to be out on a Tuesday. If this video can get 15 likes by the next Monday, then Zach will come in with a hot dog costume.
Why are you selling my body like this? I did not.
You said you had a hot dog costume, so you got to come in and do
it. I do have a hot dog costume.
Okay.
You know, an actual hot dog day was a couple days ago.
It is settled.
It is agreed then. If we get 15 likes on this.
F***ing agreed when? When did I agree to this?
All right. You make 7.5 counts, I'll make the other 7.5 counts.
All right. All right. I agree. I'm wearing nothing under the hot dog costume.
Why? Why?
Okay. Okay.
16 likes, and we put ketchup on it.
What now?
No.
Hello, and welcome back to Media Mix Podcast. This week, we are talking about the new Space Jam movie. I am your co-host, Nick. And with me is Jack.
Thanks, pal.
Say hi, Jack.
Hey, what's up?
Vicky.
Hi.
And Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're here. We're talking about the new Space Jam movie. And are we doing a synopsis? So we're doing a quick synopsis.
Okay, 30-second synopsis.
Quick synopsis.
LeBron James and his son don't like each other.
Yeah.
Kinda. LeBron's his son wants to play video games. LeBron wants him to play basketball. So basically, son gets into video games. So does LeBron. In order to save son, LeBron has to play basketball and assemble a team to play basketball to beat his son. Not like physically beat his son, but like...
Yeah, No, I'm just kidding.
But like, beat him in the game of basketball, and then...
Beat him with a basketball.
No.
No.
LeBron plays basketball against his son. It's like OP basketball. LeBron wins. Game over. End.
Yeah,
such a great movie. Such a great movie.
That's a great family movie.
Just a scene.
Oh, by the way, Big Chungus is in it.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
This movie is such a meme. It really is.
No.
They didn't even do Big Chungus right, though. Like, they made him look like not like Big Chungus. They made Bugs Bunny big, but it wasn't Big Chungus.
That's what Big Chungus Bunny. Is. It's just Big Bugs Bunny.
No. But like the meme Big Chungus, it wasn't like the meme at all. It was just like it was like a poorly like attempted Big Chungus.
Do you know how long that video snippet is of Big Chungus, the original meme? It's like 3.4 seconds long.
So they still could have replicated it.
Big Chungus lives like 6 seconds longer in this Space Jam 2 movie.
Yeah, but it's
so
like
you
not,
should be great.
No, it's not like the real Big Chungus.
It reminds me of like the Sonic movie. Did you guys watch the Sonic movie?
Yeah.
Of like when the old crazy guy showed like the doodle of like Sonic. It's kind of like that.
It's the blue devil.
Yeah, it should have had like Big Chungus on like a wanted poster or something. Like wanted rabbit season in one
Big
of them.
But, Chungus.
Like maybe like they're ripping it off like constantly and like one of them just has Big Chungus on there. It's just like a little cameo. But whatever, yeah, Big Chungus is their big pogger moment.
Yeah.
Big Chungus makes
I don't know
an appearance.
Should we just start out with what our thoughts are on the movie now? Or
go
you just
going
to want to pick through this movie by piece?
We always do the ratings at the end. What do you
see the ratings at the end, but...
Just talk, like, I don't know. Just talk about how you feel.
Tell us how you feel, Nick.
Tell us how you feel about this movie, you know? Like, what were you thinking when you were...
Therapy session.
I want to shoot myself.
Well, in comparison, Nick... did just watch
I
Space
watched
Jam
the original
1.
Space Jam.
So what do you think it is in, like compared to Space Jam 2?
So let me just give a quick synopsis of the first Space Jam movie.
No.
No.
It'll be super quick. Michael
if
Jordan
you seen Space
gets
Jam 1,
kidnapped
go watch
by
it.
The Loonies because the Loonies are going to be kidnapped by the aliens. In order to save the Loonies, Michael Jordan's got to play basketball.
I thought you were going to say Michael Jackson.
That's the third one.
I've seen the movie.
Tell me, do you have a little brother?
All right, come on, keep going.
Oh, so yeah, that's the synopsis. It's just basically, you know, the main character being like a basketball superstar gets kidnapped or sucked into another dimension and has to play a high stakes game of basketball in a very wacky and loony toony fashion. It's and they don't even try to hide it in Space Jam 2.
No, it's Space Jam 2. It's just a big advertisement.
It's just
I know, but okay, listen, hold on.
Flex.
Hold on. Something.
Look, Harry Potter.
Something I want to know about.
Yeah, it's a giant corporate sellout. Yeah, Vicky, you're going to say something.
Something I want to know about, like, the old original Space Jam and about the new one is that the old one had, like, a pretty good concept that they went, like, behind it. Like, aliens came down and was trying to take over the world. Yeah. This, the new one, like, it's literally like a computer. Yeah.
It's,
like,
it's
what?
A computer trying to take over the world.
Yeah, it's a computer that wants to leave
the
cinema.
Is that not what the first one is?
No,
it's completely like, different things.
Aliens,
it just doesn't make sense why they're playing a basketball game.
To be fair, the aliens aren't no threat to humanity at all, except for the four basketball players, which the aliens took the powers from.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if anybody knows, like, or watched the movie, which most people have, it's like they become they basically become or a softer word. We can bleep that. They basically become like disabled in anything involving talent.
Yeah,
right?
So like
the only reason why they need the loonies is to make more money at their attraction or amusement park. They don't
wait,
really,
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the first Space Jam movie.
That's not what happened.
Yeah, it is. The CEO of the place is like, we need more attractions. Oh, give me something wacky that will entertain the children. And then their TVs in the backgrounds are playing like the old Looney Tunes episodes. And the little alien henchmen are like, Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes. And the guy looks, he's like, oh, I got an idea. Let's get the Looney Tunes. They'll be our new attractions. Go kidnap them. They go to Earth and kidnap the Looney Tunes.
Wait, is this the first Space Jam?
That's the first Space Jam.
So, yeah, enough about
in the second
that.
Space Jam, it's just like, let's kidnap
so what I think
LeBron.
Kidnap LeBron.
But the second Space Jam is really just like, they hint at the first one, like, happening. So it's like, it's definitely happened. But I think it was just like another Warner Bros. Movie.
Yeah.
That was just kind of
like,
mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it actually, like, in this one, it really happened. Like, that's the story. It happened in, like, real life.
Was the algorithm's, like, ultimate plan to just, like, kidnap everybody into his, like, Shadow Realm?
Honestly,
place?
In the end,
like,
I don't know what his,
well, like,
but,
yeah,
what's his
what
goal
was
he going to do with it?
Yeah, what was his goal in the beginning? He's like, I want to be noticed.
I don't even
yeah,
know.
His
LeBron
goal
is a part of my master plan. It's like, master plan to do what?
I thought it was like,
yeah.
Oh, once people recognize me, I can escape the Soyma voice.
Yeah,
was
he
was
do, like
I want to, like, he
it's
was trying gone. To escape.
He's going to take over the world before
you locked me out.
He wanted to be, like, recognized and, like, leave the, like the whole Warner Brother, like, the universe or something. I don't know what it was called.
The Soyva voice.
Server voice. server.
Serververse.
Okay. He wanted to leave it for some weird reason, but I don't know how he'd become a real person because he's a literal computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it never really was, like, mentioned.
Like, he's just
mentioned, like, once.
His ambitions just change as the movie goes on. It's like, I want to leave the serververse.
Yeah, yeah,
then
he's
then
like, I want
to LeBron James is like, whoever did this idea to put me in Warner Bros. Is pretty much, yeah. He's like, this is a stupid idea. I'm out. And he leaves. And then his ambitions change from, I want to leave the serververse to, I want to just imprison you in this hellscape for the rest
imprisoned.
Of your life forever.
Well, why do you hate the Looney Tunes characters so much?
I don't know. And
he just has a huge grudge for the Looney Tunes. You get deleted. And they're like, what?
Like, he's part of Warner Bros. He's the Warner Bros. Like, algorithm. Why would he want to delete one of their most money-making, like, things?
I guess he hates it there.
He hates
it? For reasons unknown.
Maybe because he's trapped? I don't know, man.
I guess.
What's that?
I don't know.
Well,
can
what's
we just mention that it's Don Cheadle being the bad guy here? Like,
it
Don
makes no
Cheadle
sense.
Is
I know.
It's the
like,
bad guy. Like, yeah.
It's Rhodey.
It's.
I was just like, I can't even remember what he's called in Marvel.
Rhodey.
War Machine. Yeah.
War Machine.
War
what's
Machine
War
is the
Machine
bad guy.
Doing in there? You're in the wrong movie, mister.
Yeah, then it goes from, like, I'm going to use your son, right, as, like, ransom for you to, like, give me fame in the real world. And then when the actual game comes, it's like, if I win, you're all going to be trapped in the serververse with me forever. I'm like, what are your ambitions, dude? Like, do you want to leave the serververse, or are you just trying to, like, hold everybody hostage? Like, it makes no...
I said, the concept of this movie was just so freaking out of whack. I did not understand anything.
Can we talk about, like, the funniest character in the movie, though? The ball machine.
Oh my god! Ball. Yeah. Wait. Ball. They're like ball.
Oh yeah.
In the beginning, they're like ball, and then it would shoot him in the head. See that? That just shows.
LeBron needs to win a Grammy for this.
No, acting was so bad.
I don't know what you're talking
so
about.
Bad.
His acting is great.
Falling. Him falling though.
I know. I
like,
loved it when he was like
falling through, like literally falling to his death.
Or when he was having that dramatic conversation with his son, he was like, "You gotta do work."
Yeah, he kept saying the same lines over and over
doing
again.
Work. LeBron James
you gotta
really
work
likes
hard.
To do work.
It was the worst. Like he could have tried a little bit harder.
Yeah,
like,
also
the falling part when he was like falling through like earth.
Yeah, this movie also painted him like kind of as like a bad father, kind of.
He is a bad father.
It like
he's
showed
a
him as
mother.
Like yeah, no, it showed him as like, oh yeah, I don't care about what other passions you have. If you don't like basketball, I'm gonna force you to do basketball.
He changed in the
he
end.
He changed.
Yeah, I know, but in the
he's
beginning,
he's a dynamic character.
Yeah, he took him to the coder camp place. And changed so.
Yes!
Don't say it.
Yeah! We have reached the threshold where I won't be censored anymore.
No,
okay.
I won't be censored.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
I talk in Morse. I talk in Morse code with like the bleeping, like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna put some subtitles in there. I'll know that.
It's like, help me.
Please put subscribe to Zach Attack 4201.
Oh.
I'm just like swearing a sailor.
Not again.
I was just like, please go subscribe to Zach Attack. I love Zach Attack so much.
Anywho.
Go do it.
Fucking
LeBron being a bad father.
Bullshit.
That's
God damn it.
Goes.
Dill Pickle. I don't feel like cussing.
Are you
now.
Okay?
No. Mahogany table.
This is what you need
I'm
to drink water.
Of...
And he chugs a soda. Way to go. We care about our health here on Media Mix.
So
it's ginger ale. It's fine.
So anyways.
All right. So like, who? Okay. Wait. Go, do you have something like?
I want to say just like.
Say it.
I feel like
say
LeBron's terrible acting. Am I being forced? I like it.
Say it now, Zach.
LeBron's family was a bunch of, like, actors. Like, good actors, too. Like, his wife was, like, a good actor, and his son, I'm pretty sure, like,
the wife was good. The son was, like...
That wasn't his real family, though, right?
No, they're just actors.
Oh, okay.
which comes to my point. Wouldn't it just be better if it was his real family?
What was the point of
doing a fake family in the first place?
Yeah, if I watched that, my dad made that movie. I don't know, it'd just be weird. I would not
agree with you that the family was
like,
good actors.
Like your same clothes comes in.
No, you're not.
The mom was like, she was in how many scenes? Like not that many, but she was okay.
She was in enough scenes to be important.
Apparently,
yeah, she was a good actor. So were the
she was
two
good.
Sons.
The son was like, okay, when his character got deleted and that was supposed to be like super tragic, and he was like, oh man, my character got deleted. Now I gotta work for 2 weeks to get him back. Like,
that was pretty good acting.
What?
He was disappointed.
He did not sound disappointed. He was just like reading
on the
script.
LeBron
was
sitting there
like,
oh man, bro. Like,
LeBron is not a good person to compare to.
Let's go play some basketball.
Like, in the theater, Vicky was
saying, I'm sorry you lost your character. Let's go play basketball to cheer you up.
I would look over at Zach and I would be like, what the fuck is this?
Like, drink a Sprite cranberry.
One Sprite cranberry.
Like, one Sprite cranberry.
There was, okay.
I'm surprised sad that the lack of Sprite cranberry.
There was a huge lack of Sprite cranberries
there
in the movie.
There was a huge lack of it.
They had to make room for all the Acme logos.
They did have
like
that,
around every corner.
They did have the iconic like old commercial in there. I don't know if you guys saw those.
Which
like,
one?
Which one?
On the TV. The one where he like does like a bunch of flips off of a diving board. It's like that one TikTok sound.
Are you talking about that montage before the movie starts?
Kinda. Nah,
the
I don't know what
it was.
The
montage before the movie starts sucked.
It was kind of just like a...
It was to show people who don't know who LeBron is, who LeBron
is. It was pretty much just like an NBA highlights population LeBron nobody else.
I thought it wasn't going to show him going to, like, every team in the NBA, and it did. And, like, they joke about this so many times. Like, even Bugs Bunny's like, you're LeBron James. Would you run out of teams to go to? It's just like, I love it.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny just takes no prisoners, even if it's, you know, Warner Bros' own movie.
And then, like, I don't know, he just kind of finds a depressed Bugs Bunny just alone.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
That was so sad.
Like, Bugs Bunny was like, shoot me. Shoot me with this gun, please. Chase me around and shoot me with this gun. I hate living.
You know what you're
hellscape.
Supposed to do. You're supposed to hug me, and I'm supposed to clown on you.
It was funny. Like, but yeah, going back to the intro, it was like in the first Space Jam, it was at least like interesting and fun to watch because it also had like this the Space Jam music, like the come on and slam and welcome to the jam.
Which there wasn't in this one.
There was none of that in this movie.
No.
That movie was nowhere to be found. Out of all the cameos you could have made, Warner Bros., you could have at least had that movie in here.
I mean, there's a ton of cameos. I mean, there's the, there was the Michael B. Jordan, like, guys,
why is that even
Michael Jordan?
That is
that
dumbest.
That was funny.
Cameo.
No, that was pretty
it's
funny.
It's only a cameo by association of having the same name.
No, because it was funny because they were like, no, we want a Michael A. Jordan, not Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, like, what's his name? I want to say Donald Duck. It's Daffy Duck, right?
I thought you were going to say
was
Donald
it?
Trump.
You mean Howard the Duck?
I think it is
fired. But it's like Sylvester the Cat. It's like he had it written on his thing, like trade Sylvester after he like showed off Michael B. Jordan. I love that. I don't know.
That was so funny.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of just subtle things in there in the movie that was pretty good.
Subtle. Also, like,
are you making fun of my English?
No.
Why'd you just
good?
He said subtle.
Another thing that was like a parallel between these
What's
two
the
movies.
Word?
Subtle.
Oh yeah.
Was like okay. So in the two movies, LeBron had a handler, and Michael Jordan also had a handler, right? That was like a person who was trying to like watch over him and take care of him.
You mean like an agent?
Like an agent, yeah.
And the first one was the fat guy, right?
Yeah.
And the first one was the fat guy. So, in the first movie.
What's the actor's name?
I don't even know.
No idea.
Oh, dude,
he was in Jurassic Park, though.
He's so funny.
He was?
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said he wasn't.
No. I would never disagree with you.
What?
So, yeah, in the first movie, like, they're golfing, and then LeBron, not LeBron.
Michael
Jordan gets, like sucked into the golf hole by Bugs Bunny, right? And the handler's just like, oh my gosh, I lost Michael Jordan. And then in Space Jam 2, right, they're at the Warner Bros. Facility, and then LeBron James gets sucked into the serververse, and then his handler's like, oh no, I lost LeBron James. And I'm like, you could at least try to mix up the story just a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
but the security guard was kind of funny the way he put it. He was like, I only went to school for 6 months to be a security guard. And that was just kind of funny.
Yeah, and it's pretty much like, the agent's like trying to like figure out how to get back to LeBron. And it was basically the same thing in the first movie. He's just like, he's digging up a whole golf course, which is like huge commitment on his part. It was like a giant quarry after like a whole day, I guess. He was there, like, it cut to him when he first started, and then Looney Tunes stuff happened, and then it cut back to him, like, towards the end of the movie, and he's still digging, and he's like, I don't know where you went, Michael Jordan, but you must love it there, so I'm gonna stop. And he has, like, he's dug up the whole golf course.
Also, the first Space Jam had Danny DeVito in it.
No way.
What?
Oh, my God.
He was the main alien bad guy.
He was?
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. That's great.
So we went from Danny DeVito to Don Cheadle?
No offense to Don Cheadle.
No, Don Cheadle's great.
It was great.
Love saying
yeah.
his name.
Don Cheadle. It sounds like Cheeto.
Don Cheadle. No offense. Don cheated in the Space Jam game.
No offense to Don Cheadle, but he's like an okay actor. Because watching him in Ocean's 11 or whatever it is, he's really cringy.
You know, I feel like what? He could play like
because he's doing like that half-assed Cockney accent that does not sound like Cockney, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm from Britain or something," and you're like, "Nah, no, you're not."
Was he from Britain?
No, he was in England. He was like from Queens.
Or something. Yeah, wait, what movie were you talking about?
Ocean's 11.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And yeah, I remember him from Ocean's 11. I didn't think he was cringy.
I mean, just because I saw him as
you've seen War him Machine. In American movies,
yeah. Then like, I'm like, okay,
he was a cool. Wasn't he the? He's in there. He was a cool hacker dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, but the thing is that there's people who you hear them do a really good American accent, and then you hear them in their regular, and it's not weird. But the thing is like when you hear him in an American accent and do a terrible British one, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I think we've said this before, but like Americans don't.
Okay.
Sorry, so, Alex is showing us a board. Hang on.
Bugs
you know,
Bunny
you know what I find funny though? Like in the future, yeah. I eventually want to like try and make like our own like short film or something like that. Like, have you ever seen those like Star Wars films where like just random people make them and it's like really good?
Yeah, they're always really good.
Yeah, I always want to that's what I want to get into like after a while. But we always talk so much like smack about these movies and the acting and everything. We're gonna make one of these. It's gonna be like not the worst thing ever, but it's not gonna be up to par of what we're talking about.
I understand. It's the same thing with like sports. You'll be watching the TV and you're like, oh, dude, why is that guy so trash? That man worked his whole damn life to like become this like guy in the NBA, and I'm like calling him trash because he's
like
EDP
445 is
not
like,
at all.
Nah,
not
y'all
at
pay,
all.
Y'all get paid millions to put like bitches. I do this shit.
I thought you were gonna mention the cupcake.
No, I wasn't gonna mention that.
Anyways,
or the child.
Okay.
Moving on to brighter things.
So,
Jack,
do you guys think Space Jam 2 was a good move in the Warner Bros.
No
multiverse?
Hold on. So
I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Like, I went into this thinking it was going to be the worst movie ever. Like, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you put it right behind me, so that's excellent.
You're not supposed to look at it.
It doesn't show on the TV.
Continue, though.
Anyways, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, like, it...
So you think they... You think
it was
all
right.
You think it's, like, a good movie. Like, you're not, like... Why they've come out with this?
Well,
like, I'm pretty satisfied they came out with this.
I mean, like obviously, ever since they announced a Space Jam 2 with LeBron James,
mm-hmm.
you gotta be skeptical of that. I mean, it's just how it
What's
works.
What's so sketchy about LeBron?
It's LeBron.
Oh.
The man yeah. that like goes to like every NBA team after his team starts to suck a bit.
Mm. Yeah. You right.
I mean, I don't know. That's just me. I don't really watch NBA that much.
From a business standpoint, from Warner Brothers, I would say
Media Mix
for a marketing
subscribe.
Strategy. For a marketing strategy, showing off all of the things they own and all the different like logos they own, like Acme or anything
all
else
the characters
besides Acme.
Hey, Nick. Can you look up if they profited or not off this movie?
Yeah, yes, what did they profit off this
but
movie?
Keep going.
They definitely did. They beat out Black Widow.
Yeah,
they
like
beat out Black
they
Widow?
Definitely
Black
sold
Widow
all
was
their
on
characters.
Second week when it first came out, and it beat Black Widow on its second week.
Yeah,
really.
Which I mean, I guess isn't that surprising because.
Oh, so Black, after week two, Space Jam was further along than Black Widow.
Well,
you're saying like
when Space Jam first came out, so it was opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Black Widow was on its second.
Right.
Mm.
So, in Space Jam beat it out, which for a Marvel movie, it's hard to beat out.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So yeah, from a business standpoint, you know, that's a good marketing method, I guess.
A good
so like,
children's
a show as many like
yeah,
and show as many like
hold
things
on,
that you
but
own
like
in your movie.
I don't know, like sure, it was a children's movie, but also like there
and
were moments
was,
where like children wouldn't understand
yes,
this,
which
like,
is why
yeah.
it
there's
was
too many
good to adults.
Well, there are a lot
know,
of children's
was,
movies that
was,
have a lot of adult humor in there.
I know there's
like,
so
the
many like
that,
other references, and I was just like
there was a lot of references for like our age. Like,
yeah,
there was
you were
there
like
was,
the people
talking
who
about
saw
the
first
there
was
Inception,
one.
Right?
Yeah,
was
yeah.
What?
There was that one.
Yeah, there was the.
It was the granny, right? The granny, like.
That was
That was part of it.
That was The Matrix.
Oh, wait, never mind. The Matrix.
Are you shitting me?
Damn.
I didn't watch either.
You guys are fired. I'm But you were telling me, Zach, about, like, when Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle?
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Don, when Don guy. Cheadle was being the coach, right? And they were getting beat, and he kept, like, changing jerseys to all the different famous coaches.
Yeah, so, like, when Don Cheadle was, like, he was the coach, obviously, like, during the final, like, basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to get, like, more angry and pissed off. So, like, it started showing, like, his, I don't know if you could tell, but it started showing, like, his CPU stuff on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he started, like, getting more deeper and robotic. And then he started changing into, like, different coach outfits from, like, real life. And then when he decided to start cheating and bring out, like, the cheating guy, he was dressed as Bill Belichick, the Patriots head coach.
Funny.
I don't know what he said, but it was dressed as Bill Belichick.
I wonder how many people. I'll deflate your balls.
I wonder how many people from the Patriots got pissed about.
Probably a lot.
It doesn't matter anyway. They lost their golden boy.
All right, Nick. Do you have the other number?
No, I'm. Give me like 2 seconds.
Oh my god. Well, back to
homework.
Hacker man.
Back to the question of like thinking if this was a good idea or not. I mean, in concept, like having a new like a sequel towards like a good movie is like always like, oh yeah, let's do a sequel or like
makes sense.
It makes sense. Like, yeah, exactly.
Did it make money?
Well, sure, it took them long enough to
do it. It was worth it for them. I mean, that's all it takes nowadays.
And sometimes, like, there's good moments in the movie where it's just like, oh, yeah, that's really funny. And then there was, like, cringy moments where it's just like, what the heck is this?
The movie kept me laughing through like, funny moments, and then it was so cringy that it was laughable. So
I just kept laughing. Yeah.
That's why it was enjoyable. It was just really cringy.
I
don't know, it's
like, I will admit I laughed at the movie, but not to the extent where I was like laughing constantly.
So
no, I was like, there was I couldn't stop laughing because I was just it was so awkward watching the screen and I was just like, ha, that's so funny.
The whole basketball like, game was so good. I mean like
it was pretty good.
The background characters that had like the old Batman and Robin Joker just sitting.
You saw
in the
that
back.
Robin, right? In those tight little those little tights. Did you see
it was the
dude
old
was
Batman
fucking
Robin.
Packing, bro. Like
Why were you staring at that?
Because it takes up the whole screen when it was in frame, right?
I don't think
he's
any
like,
of us
he's like large and in charge. He is like boom.
Right, Nick, I don't do think have? The rest of us saw that.
I saw it and I was like, what the frick, dude?
They got $32 million in the hold on.
How much did it take to make it, you know?
It took like a week.
No, how much money
how
did
much
it take?
Money?
Oh, did it take for it to
a week? Pretty sure it took longer than a week.
Box office
$5. Budget was $7.
I mean, all keep right. in mind it's still in the theaters, so it's gonna make more money.
Yeah.
Its run is not over yet.
Also, it's Blu-ray or whatever subscription it goes to. I don't know.
How much did it cost to make Space Jam 2?
HBO Max. Is it on HBO Max?
It is on HBO Max.
Their budget was. Hold on. It said $150 million, but.
Oof. Jeez.
That's a lot.
How much was the original Space Jam?
Probably not nearly as much. It was old.
So budget was $150 million and box office was $94 million.
Mm. What does box office mean?
Like, box office means like what they've gotten.
Made so far.
So yeah, it was released July 16th, so it's been 10 days. So they've had 10 days to make $94 million.
Alright, well, that's not bad. I guess they're on track to make a profit.
Yeah, they'll definitely make a profit,
like,
but
from what it sounds like, so they put it on Paramount Plus, right? So probably them putting that many characters is just probably a way to be like, look at what we've got on Paramount Plus.
Exactly what it is. That is a Warner Bros. Circle jerk.
Even though Warner Bros. like,
it is.
You guys ever watch Ready Player One?
In 5 years,
is that
they're gonna get bought out by Disney.
Warner Bros?
Calling it.
Warner Bros is a huge company.
Disney's bigger. Like,
yeah, but I don't know.
They're both giants. Warner Bros starts to get desperate.
That's true.
But Disney
I feel like that shouldn't be
out.
Allowed. That should not be allowed.
Disney has to watch out because they're going to become like so big that the government's going
to Disney
have to
needs
break
to
them.
Watch out. The world needs to watch out.
Like Disney will become so big that it is like the government might have to step in because they'll be considered a monopoly.
they'll become their own country.
No, that's like Amazon.
Disney will just
Amazon.
Like buy America
Amazon,
and be like,
Xbox,
we are
Xbox, all those.
Did you guys ever watch Wall-E? Did you guys ever watch Wall-E with like the By and Large Corporation and it became the By and Large Planet? Its own like
we're not
government.
Wall-E,
no,
okay, I mean
that's what it's gonna be like in real life.
Well, whatever, man.
So they own. Hold on, Walt Disney is. Hold on, I'm trying to see what all they have because it said, here are 14 companies you might not have realized Disney owns: 21st Century Fox.
Speak in the mic, Nick.
Net Geo. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was pushed away. Net Geo. FX, majority of Hulu.
Are they on Hulu?
Yeah.
Wait, Warner Bros. Or Disney?
Disney.
Oh.
Muppet Studio, Marvel, Lucasfilms.
When did they buy Marvel? They
ABC.
Marvel
yeah.
Like
ESPN.
What,
Fox.
Yeah, A&E. when did they? Like, what Marvel movie was it after?
Lifetime.
No.
History Channel.
I'm sure the viewers could just look up what Disney
GoPro.
Owns. They own GoPro.
I thought like Iron Man.
Hollywood's Records.
Came out before.
And Hollywood, that's it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So what companies?
But then didn't Warner Bros. Make Ready Player One?
Did they?
Because it had like King Kong and Iron Giant
probably
in it.
Then yes.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Because those were both two characters both in this movie.
So
they also had the characters
so
from Scoob.
Here what Warner Brothers owns. New Line Cinema, Warner Animation Group, Castle Rock Entertainment, and DC Films. Those are the more...
And Rooster Teeth. Or actually, no,
okay,
I think
they sold that company.
Not
no,
big enough to
that's not big enough to make a difference. But the thing is that AT&T owns Warner Brothers. So that means that... Here, I got it. So...
So basically, AT&T would have to just sell Warner Bros.
So that would mean this, right? So if Warner Brothers, I know we're going off track, and I know there's not a camera on me, but I don't give a shit.
You're fine.
So that means that.
Yeah, just run in here.
Oh, okay.
I'll just do that.
Technical difficulties. Technical difficulties.
So.
You can't see you still.
Oh.
Here, come here.
Okay. So that means that if they were to buy Warner Brothers, if they were to buy Warner Brothers, they would get DC. So that begs the question: would DC make better movies if they were with Disney instead?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but
maybe.
I don't know because the thing is that DC, like, they're making that new Batman movie. I feel like if DC is by itself, it has more freedom. I feel like Disney kind of puts a chokehold.
I feel like if Disney owns both Marvel and DC, there's no competition between those two brands anymore.
Yeah.
And then the quality of Disney Marvel movies would diminish because the same amount of like work and love has to go into the like DC movies.
I don't think it'll be a diminishing amount of like work and love that goes into each, but it'll be more of like
there would be no incentive to like do
like,
better.
DC's on a whole different like company. It's for one, it's a different company, and for two, it's like a different superhero.
It's
franchise.
A different company, and you're trying to beat that company in sales.
Yeah, I
see
what
so
you're
obviously,
saying.
You want to make a better movie.
Well,
but
it's kind of like with, with like Microsoft versus like Sony or something like that. You always have to have competition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they're all owned by the same people, where's the competition?
Like from a consumer standpoint, you want the companies to be in competition,
and that's the thing. So. I know this isn't really, like, having to do with... I guess it kind of does. So if Disney were to be a monopoly, is it still considered to be a threat if they're a monopoly in entertainment?
Yes.
Well,
I still feel like yes, because then they could charge, like, ridiculous prices.
That's exactly what a monopoly is. That's why they get...
They could be like, you want Disney Plus? Pay $100 a month.
They already pretty much are a monopoly.
Yes, because just not considered by the government.
Because the only thing, because Disney also owns Netflix. So
they do?
They do now?
I'm pretty sure they... Maybe I'm wrong about that, but even still...
Yes, they do, because all the rated R Marvel movies go to Netflix.
Right, so then that means that they own Disney Plus, they own Netflix, and they own Hulu, which means that the only streaming platform that does not come with it is either like Crunchyroll, which is anime, which doesn't even matter because the percentage.
HBO Max.
Disney owns Netflix and Hulu. Okay, so HBO Max and Paramount Plus, which nobody pays for, and the people who
HBO Max people pay for. There's
a lot there's of, also Stars.
Let's get back to Space Jam.
So LeBron James, right?
We're getting too businessy. Just for record,
Zach's talking
we
about.
We love Disney. We love Warner Bros.
Like everybody does. Disney. I mean,
like don't come after us, please.
It's always we're something to keep in the
background. We're not talking about you, Disney. Yeah. We're talking about Space Jam.
For all the viewers, it's just like it's always something to keep in the back of your mind. Like if
we go missing, you'll know what.
If we get whacked,
if we go missing, don't follow us. The mouse will get you.
The mouse. The mouse takes no prisoners.
He has the Infinity Stones.
He has the Infinity Stones.
Oh, that's a copyright song. Bleep that out.
No. You're getting canceled.
It was like everything.
Fuck.
Everything.
You're getting copyrighted.
We'll
Nick.
Just kick you off the show. Anyway.
Full call. That's copyright too. I'm just kidding. You can go.
So
back to Warner Bros. Circle jerk.
So no. Do you think the iconic Space Jam song in Space Jam 1, the Come On Let's Jam?
That's not Space Jam. That's always been an NFL. It's always been an NBA.
Okay, anyways.
Well, yeah, that yeah, song.
Do you think that iconic song should have been in this new Space Jam movie, or is it good they left it out?
I think they should have had a cameo of it.
Yeah.
A song?
Yeah, like a little.
At least, like, play it
like
sometime
little,
in there.
Do you have a cameo
like,
in a song?
I don't know, not like a cameo.
Like, what? It's Bugs Bunny just switching through the radio.
It's just playing
a little snippet. Like, just a little snippet.
It
like,
would have been pretty funny if he switching through the channels. He was like, oh, that one's already been played.
Yeah.
It's like,
something like
on,
that. That would have been funny.
That would have been nice.
Welcome to the.
Yeah. I did like how they put Rick and Morty in it. That was
they
good.
Put everything in. They put Harry Potter. They had Harry Potter World. They had the DC World. They had the what was another world they had like the Matrix world I guess.
Yeah, they had like a little
there,
Matrix
yeah. There's a Matrix
snippet.
World. There's King Kong. There's
the King Kong.
There's
the
Giant.
They had the Mystery Gang from
the
Space.
Mask.
Yeah,
they had the
oh
mask.
My god, I saw
Jim
the mask.
Carrey was in the movie, guys.
Well, or, they didn't show his face. So
yeah, they did.
Not.
He had the green
it
face.
Did. It did show,
it did show the green
face,
face,
but didn't show his actual like eyes and mouth and whatnot. So
it'd be funny if it was
wasn't.
Actually Jim Carrey.
Yeah, they just
didn't show. He just made an appearance.
It's definitely not Jim Gale.
The Animaniacs were there. They were on top of the
Warner Brothers tower.
The ship.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Whatever. And
yeah, talk
I guess
about
anything
eggs.
That's owned by Acme is in there too.
Yeah, what's with Acme?
Yeah, there's so many Acme.
Everything has an Acme label on it in this movie. You can't go like 10 seconds through this movie without finding an Acme.
I thought it was just
explosive.
What is Acme?
Acme is a comic book company.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, Acme.
So why is it like incorporated in?
Why was it?
Do they own it?
I guess they own it.
Do they?
I don't know.
They own Acme.
It's in every corner of this movie.
Yeah.
All right. Going to question number one. The only Looney Tune was Lola Bunny.
Okay. Okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
What, Alex?
Hold on.
The only original Looney Tune that was in the second movie was Lola Bunny.
What about Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny.
What?
I didn't watch it.
Why did you write this question?
That's what
then?
Google said.
Why do you don't listen to
Google?
Google?
We're just gonna ignore that.
Okay, hang on.
Okay,
let me just clarify something.
All the original ones were
who haven't
in
watched
the movie.
Space Jam
really?
1.
Yeah.
All of them were in it.
All of them were in it.
Every Looney Tune was in it.
They're all there.
How dare you?
That's what Google said.
Don't listen to Google.
All right, I kind of have a mind fuck for you guys.
Okay.
Is it Looney Tunes with two O's or a U-N-E-S?
This is part of the Mandela effect thing or whatever.
It's like the Canadian currency. Loonies and Toonies.
What are you talking about?
No, no. Literally,
that's what it's called in Canada.
That's what it's called.
They don't have dollar bills.
They
have Loonies and Toonies.
Canadian money is called.
Okay, anyways. What we're talking about
was
is like...
Was it Tunes with T-O-O-N-S or T-U-N-E-S?
I thought
I'll
it was T-U-N-E-S.
I'll throw a picture up of like the comparison. Like in the actual video, because
apparently
like
it's
kinda...
like apparently it's U N E S.
Yeah,
Tunes, not
but I always
Tunes.
Remember it as T O O N S.
Yeah, that's what you think, but it's not.
No, it doesn't have O's. It's actually U. I think.
Well, obviously now, but
it's
like
Tunes.
We thought it was
because T-U-N-E-S is like music.
Like
that's a tune.
Because apparently the first Looney Tune was like.
She's not the only
thing.
New Looney Tune. I mean, they changed her, so
new.
She's like...
She's in the last one, too.
Yeah, she's not thick enough.
Okay, let's talk...
And they nerfed Lola Bunny.
They
nerfed
Lola
Bunny.
Why they nerfed her.
They nerfed her. What do you mean? Oh.
She was hot in the first one.
Yeah.
She was
de-thickified.
Yeah.
I want to find a picture.
Everyone was like dogging over Lola in the first movie because they're like,
Another thing they had is Wonder Woman in here, and for some reason Lola Bunny was trying to become
Wonder Woman inherited all of Lola Bunny's thickness, and then she's just a grandma.
No, wait, no.
What?
Yeah.
An Amazon, yeah. An Amazonian or something like that. Yeah, she was like training to become an Amazonian or something like that. I was like, what? Silly.
Also, the concept of like all the Looney Tunes like left their like Looney Tunes planet or something and like went to like different homes or like
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, he was like, there's so much more for you people.
What?
Let me see.
It's not okay. It's not as bad. They're not gonna tell because I'm not gonna put it up.
No. Are you just looking at the comparison?
Yeah, all right. Anyways,
this is what.
Well, they also nerfed her voice. Isn't Zendaya voice Lola in this movie?
I didn't realize Zendaya.
This is not from the first movie.
That is not. That's a fan art. Don't show that. Right. That's a fan art. That's fan art.
Right, well, they don't know what we're talking about right
but
now.
But that's kind of. That's
no,
kinda,
no, no. We're talking about the. We're
it's
talking about the
really
Lola
thick
bunny.
Lola Bunny.
But like, no, I could totally see what you said. Oh God.
I think that's gonna be our title. Is they nerf Lola Bunny?
Lola Bunny nerfed. Why?
Yeah, live action. They I don't know.
They made them furries.
They were cartoons.
They made them furries.
Yeah.
I'm like, what
that's,
the
that's
fuck?
That's kind of the reason why people are into our furries is because of Lola Bunny.
Hey, now these are some wild accusations you make to the furry community.
There's two fetishes.
That's like 80% of our viewer base.
There's two fetishes in freaking
80%
Space
of our
Jam
viewer
one.
Base is us.
There's Lola Bunny, which
who
is
the furries,
which all of the furries. And the inflation scene where the fat guy gets inflated.
Is it
Wait,
you?
Wait, what happened between you two?
He's a furry.
No, I'm not.
Look, if you're a furry, there's nothing wrong with that.
You can't say Lola Bunny saying, is there's not nothing wrong. Hot.
Yeah, like, she is hot.
But from strictly a standpoint.
Even in the new one, she wasn't bad. It's just like,
there was no
I'm
going to
put a bag over your face.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Put a bag over your whole fucking
body. No, she wasn't that bad.
Your character's dead.
The past.
Why are we rating a cartoon character?
9 out of 10.
Oh no.
Swipe left or right.
Left or right.
I'm desperate, man.
What?
Lola Bunny. Space Jam 1.
I wouldn't want to do
9 out of 10.
Like that, though.
Lola Bunny,
are
Space Jam 2, probably 6 out of 10.
They should.
I don't know, but you saw Bugs' face when they went.
They make out in the first Space Jam. Bugs Bunny and Lola Bunny.
Is that canon?
Yeah, but they didn't do anything in the second movie.
Dude, freaking.
It was like Lola didn't want anything to do with him.
It was obvious Bugs wasn't
there. And every single, like, Looney Tunes adaptation ever made, especially, like, the original Looney Tunes, I'm pretty sure they're, like, romantic lovers. Like, there was even a Cartoon Network, like, Looney Tunes show.
The Looney Tunes show. They're, like,
they make out in that. They're, like, they.
I don't know about the making out. Do you know about every Looney Tunes making out?
Yeah, I do.
I just gotta say though, I liked how they added a lot of like references.
Bugs
shush,
Bunny and
shush,
Michael Jordan
shush,
make
shush,
out.
No, stop talking.
Shut up, talking.
Stop talking about characters making out. Unless it's Lola.
Did you guys ever watch like Looney Tunes as a kid and whatnot? Like,
sometimes, yeah.
Like
the Roadrunner was
like,
our favorite.
I'd notice like all the references and whatnot, like to the actual cartoons, like the common phrase, like
the
Daffy
only one
Duck.
I don't
like,
know is the big red guy.
Yeah,
oh, I've
that
seen
one.
Him before. He always creeped me out.
He was the only one I'm not like.
He was in a couple episodes of like Bugs Bunny and whatnot, but I love Bugs Bunny, dude. We used to have the DVDs.
They used to come on Cartoon Network.
Wait, what were you saying though? Like with
like they made all these like references, like obviously references, but like back to like the actual like cartoon shows, like Daffy Duck, he'd get his like
beak turned around.
Yeah,
and he'd be like,
mother. Yeah, he'd be like, yeah. Mother. Oh, like, that's so funny.
They did that the first Space Jam. Like, they're going to Michael Jordan's house to get his sneakers, and they're going under the grass, and Daffy Duck goes into their dog's, like, doghouse. He's like a giant pit bull, and he's like, I must be in
thigh.
What
bull?
Is a bulldog? Whatever! That's a big, scary dog. And he goes and he's like, I must be inside the house. And he turns on the flashlight. It's the dog. He's like, oh, mother. It's
Wait,
so funny.
Is Tom and Jerry not a part of the...
No.
I don't think so.
Like, yes. Warner Bros. Doesn't own...
They do?
They
oh,
do
wait.
Own... I'm pretty sure they do, right?
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was that company that had the lions.
Yeah, they're owned by Warner Bros.
Because
not...
I think they're owned by somebody else now.
Are they?
I don't know.
Were they in the first one, Nick?
No, I don't think so.
They're not Looney Tunes.
Well,
no,
they're
not.
There was an Among Us character in it, wasn't it?
No.
No. That was.
What?
That TikTok is so dumb. It was a car headlight.
Hold on.
In the
Among
background.
Us.
Oh my god. Pause the movie.
If
Among Us!
If I can find that image, I'll throw it up on the screen.
I'm looking it up.
Among Us. What are you doing?
Trying to jack.
But the Rick and Morty cameo is pretty funny.
Did not look at Jack.
You did nothing.
I did everything.
You did
no,
nothing.
No, it's so.
Can you switch to me?
It's like the most blurry thing, but like.
That, dude, that's not.
Oh my!
I'll throw it up on the. Screen.
Why is there giant
right
surprise?
What is that? Okay, Schneider. What would be even worse, right?
Wait,
is that's
no,
not
stop,
an Among Us
no,
character?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No. I'm gonna throw it up on the screen.
Like,
don't
gotta
be a dick.
Not being a
what
dick.
What if Alex? What the fuck?
Times.
Sorry. What if that's not an Among Us?
Go back to your cave,
bro.
That's good.
it's literally like perfect right here.
That's fine.
She's just mad we didn't watch.
My Spare gosh, Street. I can't see the button on Zach's cap.
Yeah, we might do Fear Street maybe. If you guys go ahead and comment if you want us to do Fear Street,
or comment if you want us to do Shrek 2.
Or we do Shrek the Musical.
Yeah.
Oh no. It'd just be me and Vicky.
Number two. What if LeBron James was in the first movie instead? Then it would have fucking sucked.
Yeah.
He wasn't born
and
yet.
And Space Jam wouldn't
what
be.
What was that?
But, like, what if he was born? Like, if current him like was in the
right.
original movie, would it be worse, better? Like,
it'd be worse because it wasn't Michael Jackson.
Jordan.
Hey! All
right. Michael Jordan!
Question 2A. What if Michael Jackson was in it?
Then it would be
the
perfect movie.
What?
Can I quit something I'm not already getting paid for?
No.
No, you're in this forever, Jack.
Dang it.
Question 2B. Who would you prefer to be like the main lead in like the
instead
original
of
or
LeBron?
The second? Yeah.
Oh, that one dude from the Bucks that everybody likes.
Keanu Reeves.
Giannis?
Giannis.
Yeah, everybody likes him.
Antetokounmpo. I don't know if I said that right. He has a long last name.
Yeah, everybody likes him.
Keanu Reeves.
What about like what's if they use like a retired like baseball or
they
baseball.
Should
have
Danny DeVito.
They should use Jeff Gordon.
Oh, what's if they use Shaq?
I would have wanted the main lead to be Jackie Robinson.
What's if they
he's
use
already,
Shaq?
He's too busy
days.
Being the Pizza Hut.
Either that or he's too busy doing commercials for General Insurance.
Well, that would be a lot of inside jokes though. Like
I would want the
Shaq.
Main character to be Pizza Hut. Not a person, just the company.
Papa John's.
Just the
Papa
building.
John's.
Papa John's Pizza.
We have Hulk Hogan. He just goes the whole movie trying not to be racist.
What?
You don't know that?
No.
Yeah, there's a video of Hulk Hogan out there being a little bit of a...
Hulk Hogan, yeah, he's a little on the other side.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
or Macho Man.
Yeah, what are you going to do, dig him up?
Why are we just naming it WWE characters now?
WWE Jam.
Stone Cold. The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
No. It's just John Cena. He's like,
from The Rock.
So, I don't have
back
anything
to Space
else.
Jam.
All right, hold on. So, there's a question written on the board. It says, Hold on. What if there is a Space Jam 3? Like
you skipped
why?
Three. You
I
skipped
know, but
three.
That's we already
Space
talked
Jam
about
3.
That.
Three.
Stupid.
Zendaya sucked as Lola Bunny. Okay, I just want to say
Bunny. Yes, Zendaya did play Lola Bunny.
She didn't suck.
I didn't even notice it.
I didn't
mind it.
Yes, she's your nice.
I didn't even
words.
Notice.
She didn't do good. Okay.
Lola was fucking trash. I'm just kidding. It was like. She was like,
it didn't sound like
I
Zendaya.
I think they desexualized Lola because Zendaya. Played.
It was. I thought it was a nice change. Actually, it was a nice change for Lola Bunny. Because in the first one,
no,
in the first one, she's all like horny and shit, and she's like, "Don't call me doll." And then like in this one, she's just like, "Yes sir, Bugs Bunny. Yes sir, we play basketball." Like she went from being like that to not horny, no horny.
Okay.
Okay.
Go to horny jail.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I watched the Looney Tunes like TV show that they have, and I thought the girl that plays Lola and that would have.
Honestly, I couldn't tell the difference. They both sound the same.
Yeah, just it's a girl.
They're both girls.
Girl.
Girls.
Untapped presence in the world. Girls.
I'll have unlimited access to girls.
Go watch Minions.
Minions? No, it's Black Widow.
That's
very
Minions.
Funny video.
All the Minions are girls, actually. He's gonna turn those three girls into Minions. That's how they're made.
All right.
He's a kidnapper.
Well, what if there's a Space Jam 3? Like, what if they came out with another Space Jam?
Do you think
it would be like
it would
worse?
Honestly, I think they'd have The Rock be in Space Jam 3.
Oh.
And you know why awesome. I say that? Because the director wants to do that. He wants to make a Space Jam.
Did you say
3.
That?
Why?
The director that did Space Jam 2 wants to make a Space Jam 3.
Did you know the director for Space Jam 1 like trashed on this movie? He like completely tore it apart.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so weird. But,
yeah, very weird.
So weird.
Wow. Why would he ever
shit
on this gem?
I wonder why he did
gem.
That.
On his replacement's movie.
Exactly. Yeah,
the movie at the very least. So like Space Jam 2 from what I saw. I don't know on the podcast, but I want to talk about it because I like Space Jam 1. Because I watched it as a kid.
You should have watched Space Jam 2.
You should not watch this movie, Schneider.
We told Nick. We were like,
Nick,
come watch
memories.
It with us because we like it when you clown on movies. And he's like, I
want to. You should not watch this movie.
He was too tired after the Black Widow one.
if you watched this movie, Schneider, when you were like 7 or 8 and you loved it, like the original Space Jam, don't rewatch it and don't watch Space Jam 2 again. Or
yeah, because
ever.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Because I might
just say
if it's innocent, the world is fine.
For kids, I think
I'd
it's
go
fine.
If
watch
it's something you hold
again.
Dear,
that's not something
right?
I say often.
But here's the thing.
I would watch the
so
first one again, not this
at
one.
At the very least, Space Jam 1, right? So you had Danny DeVito and you had the one guy from.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, if you're gonna talk, like,
can you
either come over here and
name?
Put your mouth near the mic because we can barely
put
hear.
Put your mouth near the mic.
Oh, I could tell on that.
Bring your
I'm editing
tight little butt over
capture,
here.
Sorry. So you have Danny DeVito, and then you have.
You're like half cut
sorry.
Off.
You have Danny DeVito.
Hey, girls.
He's like Two-Face from Batman.
Danny DeVito, the guy from Jurassic Park, and Bill Murray. You have all three of them in that movie that kind of like make up for LeBron James.
What?
Jesus. Michael
Jackson?
Jordan's like bad acting. But in the second movie, it doesn't seem like they have anybody else like at all that's like kind of next to him on LeBron's side.
Like famous level?
Like basketball players. They did have other basketball players that like nobody knew. Well, I mean, when I say nobody, I mean, I really just mean me because I don't really watch basketball. But like. Like on the opposing team, you know, like the kids team, you like have those like basketball players. I don't know who they were.
Yeah, he made them look so weird.
Yeah,
too.
Two of them were women NBA players.
I would have liked one with them.
He like made one into a snake and made the other into a spider, and it's like what? That's okay. I don't know.
That
was just a little weird.
So weird.
Yeah.
New definition of furry.
The generation of kids are fucked after this movie. Oh no, we're gonna be like.
The furries are evolving.
They went from rabbits to spiders.
I know I just left, but I was driving on the road the other day, and there was a girl in like a white van, and in the seat next to her, she had one of those big furry heads, but it was like on the seat, like on the headrest. That was terrifying. Imagine seeing that. Imagine you're like late at night, right? And you're on like a desolate road, and then all you see is like behind you, just like creeping
up.
Oh
no!
And just like
question.
Oh, well, she's coming.
She'll write some down. That's it.
I think that's it.
Oh well, we're ending the podcast here.
See you later, everybody. It was nice seeing you.
Shut up, Jack.
Does anyone have any more on here? Does anyone have any more like things to talk about for this movie? Like anything that was
didn't really have a lot.
I had something, but I forgot about it.
I didn't really like the kid.
Yeah, I know the kid was like shit.
I liked the kid.
You liked the kid.
The attitude was just a little.
Explain.
Well, the kid just wanted to do his own thing. He's like, Dad, I don't want to play basketball. I just want to make video games. He was like really talented at making video games. And like,
this is
then why the heck at the end of the movie he completely forgot about his character development? Was like,
yes,
yeah, I'm gonna go do basketball camp now.
Because they just went through a whole. They were just sucked inside of a computer.
That's not what I was talking about.
They got sucked through the computer so he could learn a lesson about being himself.
No, he got sucked through the
computer.
Mostly
for LeBron.
And then he bonded with his dad, and he was like, you know what? My dad's probably right. I'm going to do like what my dad says. And
that's stupid!
And then LeBron was like, son, follow your dream. I'm taking you to the coding camp or whatever. And he was like,
the whole time, the son is base. He's like, I'm going to do my own thing, Dad. And like goes into the serververse, and he's like, I'm making my game with this guy. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not making the game with the guy. He's like using me. But then like at the end, he's like, man, maybe my dad is right. Wow. We'll get into that.
How original, Alex. Thank you.
We'll put it in post.
We'll put it. I thought, Alex, this is my last one. See, I thought
no. Fear Street's your last one.
Xavier's last person to say that.
Okay, we gotta cut that out.
Yeah. I don't think he did. He say this is my last one.
Yes, he did.
Like in the podcast.
Yes, because whenever I took his like his saying like the end. Of the
He was joking at the moment, but
Now he's locked in the closet.
Oh.
Wait, what?
That's where we keep him.
That's where we keep him.
Let me out. Anyways,
where's the money, Lebowski?
I thought when like the algorithm guy like took the kid's video game and was like, let me make it better and I can show you how to customize your characters like better or something like that. I thought the kid was gonna be like, no, this is my own creation. Why don't mess with it. Like, I made this, it's not his game.
It's not.
Yeah, and then the kid was like, okay, go ahead. He's like, okay, you can take my creation.
It was Warner
and just,
Bros. All along.
I thought the glitch at the beginning that like destroyed his character, I thought that was gonna be like the algorithm fucking up his game.
That's what I thought too.
He had this whole scene where he's like, I literally watch you 24/7. Like, I know what you're doing at every moment. Like, I watch you through every camera, and I'm just like,
they could have totally pulled that off.
So you didn't catch the glitch.
Yeah, and they didn't notice the glitch.
You know his dad, like, glitched out the game and like broke it. You know that happened, but you didn't patch the glitch to break the game. Like
I want to talk about kind of like the end doesn't really make that much sense because Don Cheadle, and I understand it's a kids movie, so I'm lenient on it about it. But it's kind of like when the basketball game starts, everyone gets teleported in, and Don Cheadle literally just gets finished telling him his giant evil plan. Anyway, I'm sorry, I can't read and think at the same time.
Anyway, but what was I talking about?
Don Cheadle.
He was like coming down, telling everybody this evil plan, telling him how if LeBron loses, everybody is trapped here forever. I'm assuming including the kid. Mm-hmm. And then the kid comes down and he's like, all right, ready to play for the enemy team. Let's go. Let's do this. It's just a game between me and my dad. Oh, my family's here. Wow. He never thought to go up to his mom and ask him.
He programmed my mom here. And like, they didn't hear the guys on the announcement board just being like, man, I was on my phone in the bathroom watching hentai, and then I spawned in the serververse.
What the fuck?
You know, he was just completely like cool with like, yeah, I'll win this game. You know, and then, like, stuck
LeBron,
in here.
He doesn't hear like
when
the
he
screams.
Tries to go up to the kid saying like how he has to win. He never actually tells him why.
He's like, I gotta win. He's like, no.
So
I
he just comes
win.
Off as a douchebag father.
Yeah. That was so weird. He was like, I gotta win.
We're 55 minutes in.
Cool.
Just keep going.
So if I was the director for this movie, I'd quit.
End of the day,
cut my losses and just quit. Also, another thing that was stupid is like all the people in the audience who've been kidnapped for ransom are cheering for the game.
Yes,
that's going
yes!
to that's... In- infinitely doom them like, for life.
They're like cheering for the enemy
team
that's like gonna enslave them.
I don't know, man. Listen, if I was
you,
sitting at my like
they should be screaming like
if I was sitting in my 9-to-5 job or something, I just got sucked into my phone and like magically appeared in like front of this really cool basketball game, and then the dude's like, hey, if they win you get stuck in here forever, but by stuck in here it's virtual so you can do whatever you want, and I'm no longer sitting at my desk doing my 9-to-5 job. I'd be like, "Wee!" Like cheering
but
on
what if it's not whatever they want? What if it's whatever Don Cheadle wants?
Yeah, they don't know that.
What if he's just like I'm gonna turn you all into Cheetos and eat you.
Cheetos?
Cheetos.
I'm gonna turn everyone into Don Cheadle. The world is now Don Cheadle. So I didn't really like the enemy. Like, I love the enemy basketball team in the first one.
Yeah.
Like, the little guys, and they get the powers from the basketball players.
Yeah, because they were, like,
they
present throughout the whole movie.
Yes, but, like, in this one, I didn't really like the enemy team. I thought
they
were going to bring back
the
guys.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to morph them with the powers of the new basketball players. They just had a cameo. They showed them, like, once, like, cheering them on.
Yeah, they were the little, like, short
and then when the Looney Tunes ended up winning, they like were like upset.
Which makes no sense because they let them into their loony world at the end of Space Jam 1. They're like, we don't want to go back to Moron Planet. We want to go to Looney Tuneville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, come on over. In Bugs Bunny's voice.
What is that?
Okay. Yeah. Come on over.
Yeah. What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny.
Big Chungus.
Bugs Bunny got me to like carrots as a little kid, I got to say.
I did, yeah.
I didn't like carrots, and then, I'd always watch Bugs Bunny eat carrots, and I'd be like, I want to be like Bugs Bunny, and then I was
yeah, and then I as ate a kid, I said, fuck raw carrot, specifically with the green sticking out of the end.
That's how you have to do it.
Disgusting. Also, the best for your eyesight. How, like, in classic cartoons, they always, like, ate the sandwich, and it just looked like there's a piece of lettuce in between?
Yes.
So I tried that as I was, like, I'm like...
just a lettuce
sandwich. All right, Mom. I want
took a lettuce
sandwich.
You spill off the top of a cabbage.
Yeah, and so I got a head of cabbage, and I took a piece of lettuce
cabbage.
Off, put it in between two pieces of bread.
Nothing else?
It.
Just
it
that.
It was nasty as hell.
Just that?
It was just,
the
yeah,
cartoons
just that.
Make it look
what
so
the
much better.
Because it looks so yummy in the cartoons.
Why would that look yummy? It's
it
a piece
looks
of,
yummy.
It's a piece of plant and two pieces of wheat.
You're a piece of plant.
Well... It made it look good in the cartoon.
Yeah,
as
bro.
A kid,
I was eating
everything
it being
looks
like yummy.
Good in a cartoon.
Even shit looks good in cartoons.
What?
Who's your favorite Looney Tunes?
Looks like Hershey Squirts.
I don't know.
Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird. Who's
I
your
love
favorite
Tweety Bird.
Looney Tune?
Well, I can't say Lola Bunny anymore, so I guess
can.
I have to say.
How about specifically in this movie?
Daffy Duck.
Mm,
I could agree with that.
He was funny, especially when he was being like he was
bugs.
Like trying to teach everybody how to play basketball, and LeBron James was like. Shut up.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny. I
don't know. LeBron was just kind of a dickhead throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like,
oh
my
stop
gosh. Being loonies. Like,
well,
in your
was,
final
was
moments.
Of it. It's like,
yeah,
built
I know.
Him
it
was up to his
point.
Character arc, and then at the very end, he's like, I realize, in like the halftime thing. He's like,
and then
you guys just need to be, we all just need to be loony. And then he started having fun. They won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
was,
why.
You know what I just realized, too? Wasn't Bugs Bunny, like, a really good basketball player in the first movie? Like, wasn't he
I
good
was,
at it?
He was good in this one.
He was all right.
Lola Bunny
yeah.
Was
Lola, Bunny,
Lola
was like
Bunny was good, but, like,
crazy.
Bugs Bunny was also good, too. But
yeah.
Then in this movie, he didn't really play basketball much. Like, I didn't see him being, like...
He did. Yeah, he did.
He
was
there,
like,
but I didn't see him, like...
It, though.
Yeah, I didn't see him, like, being, like, a good basketball player. Like, everyone else was playing. Like, they should have shown more
well, like,
Bugs Bunny.
To be fair, in, like, basketball logic, none of them are good basketball players because they were,
that's
like,
true.
Breaking the rules and they were being loony and stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, that was the point, because, like, LeBron was, like, telling them, you guys need to play basketball my way, and don't be weird and loony about it.
Yep.
Especially
yes.
In their final moments, and, like, Don Cheadle was like, I'm going to delete you guys if you don't win. And they all know they can win if they be loony, but they have to do what LeBron's telling them to do. He's like, we're just trying to play like you, LeBron.
So,
and I don't understand the logic. They should have just been like, fuck you, LeBron. We're going to play it our way.
So... Before we end this, can we make, like, a challenge or something? Like, a goal to hit? Like this is, like, completely unrelated to, like,
Looney
Tunes. Just
be out there, I challenge
no,
you.
No, this isn't, this is, like, completely unrelated. So, if this video gets,
100,000 likes, no.
Maybe not in the future. 15 likes.
15 likes?
Zach will wear a hot dog costume the next
whoa,
time he comes in and do the Hulk podcast in it. Right, Zach?
I'll do you one better. If this video can just get 15 views.
No. 15
give
likes.
Give me 15 likes, I'll come in f***ing naked.
No, okay, never mind.
And then we'll be canceled.
Don't like it. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Don't like. Please do not like.
No, 15. We get 15 likes on this by next. Okay, so this. Wait. So this video is going to come out on Tuesday.
5 years from now.
It's going to be out on a Tuesday. If this video can get 15 likes by the next Monday, then Zach will come in with a hot dog costume. And
why are you selling my body like
it.
This? I did not. We
you said you had a hot dog costume, so you got to come in and do
I
it.
Do have a hot
yep.
dog costume.
Okay.
You know, an actual
it is agreed,
hot dog
then.
Day was a couple days
it
ago.
It is settled.
It is agreed then. If we get 15 likes on this.
F***ing agreed when? When
like
did I agree all right. to this?
All right. You make 7.5 counts, I'll make the other 7.5 counts. Let's all go.
Right. All right. I agree. I'm wearing nothing under the hot dog.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
16 likes, and we put ketchup on them.
What
now?
No, no. I don't want to drive home ketchup drunk.
Ketchup drunk.
ketchup.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Rating 20 time.
Likes will eat it. Okay.
I just want to mention one more thing before we go into ratings.
Okay.
Can we talk about how LeBron made his son, like, pack all up for basketball camp and then send him to E3?
Yeah,
I got my gym clothes and my basketball socks and shoes.
He had his whole backpack and a basketball. What the fuck is he going to do with all that?
Yeah. He's, like, walking in with a basketball in his hand, like, spinning up in the air. He's walking into the E3.
He's like, all right, class, I hope you all brought your textbooks.
If you walk into E3.
I brought a basketball.
If you walk into E3 with a basketball, you're the most athletic person there. Like,
yeah.
It's E3. It's fucking a game developing thing.
That's not true. Don't make fun of them.
The Space Jam movie sponsored by E3.
Who's
do they own E3? Do they?
They no. What? E3 is a gaming convention.
It's sponsored by E3.
No, they're not. I mean, probably after that, yeah.
All right. Who would like to start us off with the ratings?
I guess looks I like shall. Nikki, I'm going to keep it brief.
Hey, I
they should never have made Space Jam 2.
Huh?
They are just fine with just Space Jam 1.
It's comfy.
So, we've already talked about how bad it is. I'm just going to give it like a 3 out of 10.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Damn.
That low? I mean,
that's no, really that's bad.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it that much? I thought it was better than that.
Mm-mm. I was like sitting there the whole time like, all right, let's go.
I mean, like,
hit me with the
I
funnies.
I guess you got to think about what goes into our
I can't give it anything positive because it's like everything that's good in this movie, it was only good because it was copy and pasted directly out of Space Jam 1. That's how bad. Well, that's how lazy the writing felt.
I mean,
it's like,
what are they supposed to do? Do something completely different?
Yeah,
it's
the second
sequel.
Wouldn't be Space Jam then.
They could have done at least a little better with the story. Like, literally, some aspects were. I'm not even joking. Go watch Space Jam 1. It's you will see for yourself. It's just copy and paste.
All right.
And then the things that aren't copy and paste are just shite.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. So, I'm going to keep it brief.
So, it was a pretty good movie. I mean, I don't know
what to say. I'm going to keep it brief.
That's what you get
for kids,
putting in a hot dog.
For kids to go watch this, 8 out of 10. For kids.
Yeah.
8 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah.
For, like, I don't know, teenagers and adults, like
you need to give different ratings based on
4 out of 10. So,
really?
To average it out, it'd be like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah,
for me, it'd be a 6 out of 10.
I mean, it's like
kids, yeah, go watch it. It's a good for kids, yeah, go watch the movie theater. Wait for it to come out on, well, I guess it's already on HBO Max. So, you know, rent it. I don't know, go to the movie theater, watch it. It's good for kids.
Watch
for
it
like
illegally.
No, don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's actually like I'm pretty sure that's actually like a felony now or something.
Watching
it
illegally?
Always has been.
I don't know.
Haven't
like,
you seen like those pirated like clips in the beginning of like old like DVD clip movies?
Like
don't pirate this movie or else
you
you
wouldn't
go to
steal
jail.
A car or a
here
cell phone.
We go.
So why
they,
would
like,
you steal a movie?
Just, I thought they just passed something making it like I guess it was always a felony, but like to even like go on the
illegal websites
to watch the like pirated
don't
know.
Pirate movies.
Don't
why
pirate
would
movies.
You be
jackass?
Whatever.
Don't
okay.
That's
whoa, don't call her.
I don't know. You part of the movies.
Oh, that was
they're
a little
beautiful.
Mean, I'm sorry.
You're all beautiful.
Whatever.
You all are queens.
I gave my go ahead, Vicky. I'm done talking.
I don't know. I mean, I liked it. It was good, but the original, it doesn't even come close to like being as great as the original Space Jam.
Have you watched the original?
I did. I watched the original like a long time
everyone
ago.
Everyone on the planet's watched it.
Yeah, if you haven't watched the original Space Jam, like where are you?
It.
Are you living under a rock or something? Like what?
Does your life have meaning?
Yeah. But that
give
being
it
said, it was a good movie. Like, it didn't
it's
compare that well, but I liked seeing the old original characters, so I'm just going to give it, like, a 6.
Yeah.
Also a 6.
Fair,
okay.
Fair. All fair.
And you?
Love and war. Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know.
The big kahuna rating. Also, have we figured out if that's offensive or not? Is that offensive to, like,
do we have like
I
no
probably
comments.
To Jersey
the only people
Mike
that
subs.
Comment are like people like us or like just us
yeah.
So
yeah, well I mean it takes a lot of viewers
isn't that also
comments.
Like a saying for something that's big
yes
or like the holy grail
dude
the
it's
big,
literally
the
a
big
Sam, it's literally a sub at Jersey Mike's how can it be offensive
yeah
so I'm named after
yeah you covered bro
you named it you named yourself
listen if it was bad Jersey Mike's will go down first
Remember you just came over to like Nick's house one day, you're like, I'm the big kahuna, or you're like, the big kahuna is
Yeah, and then I was just like, get out of my house.
I guess he's a big kahuna now.
Oh, I know why I said that. Yeah, so I was watching A Tale of Two Kings on Disney Plus. Do you guys know that? A Tale of Two Kings. No one's ever seen that?
No.
It's like Zeke and Luther, but worse.
Zeke Zeke and Luther. Oh, wait, no.
No, we're not getting into this.
Wait, A Tale of Two Kings, that's like where they got, like, they're two, like, adopted or something.
Yes.
Or,
and they get sent to an island.
Yes, I've seen that. I've seen that.
The big buff guy's called the Big
Guy. You guys are giving this movie a 6?
I've seen that. Yeah.
I'm giving it a 6.
Did you move the camera?
Oh, yeah, I was going. Well, no, at the end.
This is the end. We just finished.
At the end. Switch the cameras to Nick and.
Well, I need to get his rating first.
We got it. It's
6. Oh, no, wait.
6.
Yeah, it is on
them.
Switch
no,
it.
No,
switch the camera.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Wait a sec.
This is why you need to like
hey,
the video.
Hey, give the outro. Give the outro.
Cheap shit?
Give the outro.
Give the outro.
Yeah, give the outro. And then we'll, and then
all right, guys. Thank you for watching.
Come back, please. please.
Thank you for watching, guys. I hope you enjoyed this podcast of ours.
You're back. Thank you. No, scoot back. Don't look like I was
tired. That's good.
There you go.
All right. The rating is going to pop up. What the?
Oh. I look really wide.
I can pop. You know, whatever. If you can't see. Oh.
I like
how did you get
sideways.
21 from?
You made this so crappy, Nick.
Wait, how do you divide it?
You had like one job, dog. You had like one job. And it's.
It did not!
Oh.
Give me a second.
What is this?
How are we gonna end this? Just cut to the fucking credits already.
this whole part is getting fucking cut anyways. So it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh my god.
3, 2, 1, we start. Now, zoom the here's the rating.
Please. More please.
None of you have seen that, but we just cut out a large chunk of me just
it's all white.
Shut up.
Nick. No, because it happened. Because Nick is.
The average is 5.25. Please like, comment, subscribe. Go f yourself.
No!
Don't say that.
Don't
go f yourself. Something else.
No.
This is Medium Nick.
Friend.
Have a nice day.